Okay, we left off a couple of days ago. Again, we're still working on the Mishnah, and the main kasha that we were working on a couple of days ago is why it is that the Mishnah does not mention Tevel. Mishnah talks about all these other halachos of Zra'im, and it never mentions Tevel. So our way into the discussion of Tevel was through the discussion of Demai, because the closest approximation you have to Tevel is Demai, which is essentially Tevel Midrabanan. Right? So that's the closest approximation. So we pointed out, just to get us back into it, we pointed out that there are two possible reasons why the Mishnah... There's only one possible reason, let's say it this way. There's only one possible reason why the Mishnah doesn't mention Tevel, and that is because Tevel is obvious. The question is it obviously pasul or is it obviously kosher? And that's machlokas rishonim. Right? We saw the Ritva. I don't know how far we got into the Ritva, but we saw the Ritva points out in Marmakov number 12, at least at the beginning, the Ritva himself says, well, you have to understand the lumdus of Demai in order to know what the issue with Tevel is. What's the lumdus by Demai? Why is that by Demai, Beishamai says pasul, Beisil says kosher? Beishamai says Demai is possible because it's shutfin. It's owned by a bunch of different partners. How's it owned by different partners? You owe some to the Kohen, you owe some to the Levi, so everyone has a chelek in it, and some is yours. So since it's shel shutfin, it's owned by different partners, therefore you can't be yotzei on day one, only on the first day, it's psul v'lechem, with Demai. That's the psul of Demai according to Beishamai. Beisil says, no, you can be yotzei, because you buy a mafkir nechse. If you want, you can always be mafkir your nechassim. You'll then become an ani, and an ani is allowed to eat demai. So since you have the ability to make it yours, demai is okay. So the Ritva points out, if that's the svar of the machlokas by demai, when you carry that over to tevel, then it's not going to work out. Because by tevel, meaning then even Beis Hillel is going to have to be machmir. If the whole reason Beis Hillel was makel by Demai is that you can make it yours by just being mafkir your nechasim and eating it, yeah, well, that's true of Demai, but an ani is not allowed to eat tevel, so it's not going to help you when it comes to tevel. That was the Ritva's approach. The Ritva, however, quotes the Ramban, where the Ramban is bothered, and I'm just going to formulate it a little bit differently this time. I don't even know how far we got in the Ramban last time, but the Ramban is bothered by the following. Let's say you want to take the Ritva's approach. So why is Tevel not mentioned in the Mishnah? Why? Because it's mutter. So it's not mentioned in the Mishnah because it's mutter, and we're only mentioning things that are us. So that's not what the Ritva says. The Ritva says, no, you would have to tell me things that are mutter also. No, he says the reason that Tevel is not mentioned in the Mishnah is not mutter. Tevel is pasul, according to the Ritva. Right? So why is Tevel not mentioned in the Mishnah if it's pasul? How come it doesn't get mentioned in the Mishnah if it's something that's mamish a din in Zra'im and it's pasul? It's obviously not obviously mutter, so you got to tell me if there's a psul. So you can say, oh, it's not mentioned in the Mishnah because it's different than all the other psulim in the Mishnah. What's the psul of Tevel, the way the Ritva just explained it, is that it's not really yours because you have partners. That's only psul on day one. Every other psul mentioned in the Mishnah is a psul for all 7 days. It's the only psul that's a day one psul, so it doesn't belong in our Mishnah, it doesn't fit in our Mishnah. That's why it's not in our Mishnah, says the Ritva. Demai is in our Mishnah, okay, he deals with that. But Tevel doesn't belong in our Mishnah because it's the only psul that's a one-day psul. Every other psul in our Mishnah is a seven-day psul, but Tevel's absolutely possible. That's the Ritva's approach. Fret the Ramban on the Ritva, not really Ramban on the Ritva, Ramban obviously lived before the Ritva, but Frek the Ramban on this idea. You want to tell me Tevel doesn't belong in our Mishnah because it doesn't fit with the other halachas in our Mishnah? Fine. But put it somewhere. It's got to belong in some Mishnah. How could you skip a halacha because it doesn't fit precisely in our Mishnah, so therefore we're never going to mention the halacha in all the Shish Sidri Mishnah? That an Esrog Shel Tevel is possible? Don't you think that's kind of important? If there's a Tevel happens in every field, right? Every orchard has Tevel at a certain point. Don't you think it's possible someone might want to use an Esrog Shel Tevel and we just skip that halacha, that it's possible? Ramban says it can't be. It can't be that we'd skip a halacha like that. If Tevel was really possible, there's no way we'd skip that halacha. So says Ramban, no. Tevel is kosher. And that's why it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. Because it's so obviously kosher. What happened to the Taina that it doesn't all belong to me? Some belongs to the Kohen, some belongs to the Levi. What about that? Says the Ramban, you could easily fix that. How do you easily fix that? If I have, let's say, 100 esrogim, and I take one from my mitzvah, granted, they're all Tevel, but I could easily just give the Kohen and Levi some of the other Esrogim, and they'll be happy to let me keep this one. So since I could be misalik the Kohen and Levi, I could make the Kohen and Levi happy and go away with other Esrogim and keep this one, so therefore it's mine. That's all I need. And the Ramban says, I'll bring you a Raya. The Raya is, if a man dies and he has, let's say, three children, so you divide up the estate into four parts, oldest son gets two parts, each of the other sons get one part. Let's say a man dies with three children, three sons, and he leaves 12 Esrogim, that are all 12 Esrogim. And one of the sons wants to take an Esrog. The youngest son takes an Esrog and uses it for a mitzvah. Says Gemara about Basra and Yeshanochlin, he's Yotzei. Every Esrog should be divided into four parts. He only owns one quarter of this Esrog. How's he Yotzei? Because it's so easy for him to own this whole Esrog. All he's got to do is tell his oldest brother, look, take six Esrogim. Tell his middle brother, take three Esrogim. I'm going to take three. That's it. Why would we cut up every single Esrog? It's much more natural for each of us to take a few Esrogim for ourselves. So if the older brothers walk in and they catch me with the Esrog, they catch the youngest brother with the Esrog, I'm not going to get mad at him. How could you use our Esrog? They'll say, okay, that's obviously one of yours. Take two more. We're going to take our portions. That's just the way it works. That's the way to divide things. And therefore, it's considered his, even before they actually divided it. So says Rabban, same thing when it comes to Tevel. When you ultimately divide it, he's going to take some, he'll take some. So whatever I take now is considered mine. That's Ramban's Raya, that Tevel has to be okay. What's the problem? If Tevel is Vaday okay, and it's Pashut that it's okay, then the Ramban is left with a Kasha. What's more serious? What's more of a problem, Tevel or Demai? So clearly, Demai is just a form of Tevel that's only on a Derabanan level. But Tevel's a real deal. Tevel is Tevel Midaraisa. Right? Tevel is something that you know for sure Trumas Maisos were never taken from. Demai is probably Trumas Maisos weren't taken. Might be it wasn't taken. Obviously, Tevel should be more Chumra than Demai. So the problem that Ramban's going to run into is, wait a second, if Tevel is not mentioned in the Mishnah because it's Pashut Mutter, it's Pashut Okay, then why is Demai mentioned? And not only is it mentioned, Beis Shammai thinks it's Pasul. So how could Demai be worse than Tevel? So Ramban has a radical reading of our Mishnah. He says that Demai doesn't mean Demai. That's why you notice at the beginning of the Ritva, if you look at the first line of that Ritva, he says, Yesh Shapirish, Demai Mamish. Some say when the Mishnah says Demai, it means Demai. That's a very strange line to say. Right? That's obviously foreshadowing something else that's going to be coming up. Yesh, some say that Demai means Demai. I would venture to say most of us would say Demai means Demai. So obviously he's setting you up for the Ramban. Because the Ramban says, no, Demai doesn't mean Demai. You know what Demai means? Demai means the following. Let's say you start with Demai. You buy 100 Esrogim from an Amaretz. So what do you have to do? You don't have to give Truma Gedola because the Amaretz took care of that. That you're allowed to assume. Meiser Rishon, you have to be Mafrish. Now, you don't actually have to give it to a Levi, but at least you have to be Mafrish it and set it aside. The reason you don't have to give it to a Levi is we're not going to get into it right now. It's Momen Shein L'Tovim, whatever. Meiser Rishon, you at least need to set it aside. And then from that Meiser Rishon, you need to take Trumas Meiser. Because if you were to give it to a Levi, the Levi himself would have to take one of the... If you give him 10 Esrogim of Meiser Rishon, he would have to take one and give it to a Kohen. So you take that Trumas Meiser, right? You take that Trumas Meiser from the Meiser Rishon that you separated, and you now need to get it to a Kohen. But it becomes Tameh. Your Trumas Meiser Shel Demai became Tameh. Now can you be Yotzei with that Esrog? Well, now, it's not plain Demai. This is actually very similar to another case in our Mishnah. What was the case in our Mishnah that it's similar to? Truma Temeya. What did the Mishnah say about Truma Temeya? Right? The Mishnah said, Shel Truma Temeya? Pasul. An Esrog that's Truma Temeya is Pasul. Now, this is also Truma Temeya, but it's only Truma Temeya on a Demai level. So Beis Shammai says, yeah, but it's Truma Temeya, so it's got to be Pasul also. And Basil says, no, don't emphasize the Truma Temeya element of it, because it's only Truma because it's Demai, meaning because you're assuming that Amaretz might not have been Mafrish. But, you know, if you're a poor person, you're even allowed to eat Truma Temeya Shel Demai. You're allowed to eat this if you're poor, says Basil. And that's why Beis Hillel is going to allow it. B'kitzer, the Ramban has to come up with this radically different reading of the entire Mishnah, because it can't be that Demai is more chamor than Tevel. So he says, that's not regular Demai, it's Trumas Meister Shel Demai, where there's a Svar to be Machmir, because it's more like Truma Temeya. And at the end of the day, what you see from the sheet of Beis Hillel is that you're allowed to be Machil Aniyim, even Trumas Meister Shel Demai, not just regular Demai, but even once you set aside Trumas Meister from that Demai, poor people are allowed to have that too. You might have thought, you know, Demai, before I do anything with it, poor people could have. But once I call it a shame truma on it, then it's already off limits for the poor people. No, Beis Hillel says even after you call a shame truma on it, it's fine. You can give it to the poor people. Fundamental machlokas Ritva Ramban, what's the halacha by Tevel? Ritva holds Tevel is 100% usser because it's shal shutvin. Ramban says, no, Tevel is 100% mutter because it's easy to be mesalik yourself. Now we use that discussion of shal shutvin, of the idea that it belongs to partners, as a segue into the piece in Rav Yosef Engel in the Asfon D'Araisa about what Tevel really means, what the relationship is between Tevel and Truma. One more Maramakom, Tosos takes a side in this Machlokas. Tosos and Lamed Hayam and Aleph Asya Lechem Lechem, right? Tosos says, the bottom Tosos and Lamed Hayam and Aleph says, Tema B'perikol Sha'a De'ein Yotzin Yidei Matza B'Tevel. The Mishum Psachim says you can't be yotze matzah with tevel. Midrashiv lo sochal of chametz shuvis yam tochal of matzos. Yotze misha yisur ala mishum bal tochal tevel. So asks Tosos, why do you need to tell me a drusha? Why I'm not yotze with matzah shel tevel? Typically mishum debinan matzah misha lachem v'tevel lo chashiv lachem. More pashut reason why you can't be yotze with matzah of tevel. Your matzah has to be yours. Tevel isn't yours because there are shutvim in it, and that's why it's so pashut. Tosa says that tevel is aser. Our Mishnah doesn't even mention it. Tevel is pashut aser to use for esrog. Can't use tevel for esrog because it's not lochem. So Tosa doesn't even like raise it as a discussion about what the status of tevel is. He just takes for granted that tevel is aser, right? In his question, he takes for granted that tevel is aser. Then he says, and he spells it out. He says, because the whole machlokas in our Mishnah is only whether Demai is okay or not. But that leads you to believe that Tevel is obviously not okay. And that's what Tosfos assumes. So in this battle between the Ritva and the Ramban, is Tevel good or Tevel no good? Tosfos is squarely in the Ritva's camp. The Tevel is bad. And why is Tevel bad? Because it's Shel Shutvim, because the Kohen has a portion in it, the Levi has a portion in it. It's not mine. It's not exclusively mine. So I can't use it on day one. When we say bad, you can't use it on day one. It's Psul of Lechem. That's the only time you can't use it. So again, what I wanted to do at that point was to then discuss, well, what exactly, the way the Ritva and the way Tosfos presented that Tevel is really Shel Shutvim implies that the whole Isser of Tevel is the fact that you have produce that has Truma mixed in here somewhere. And that Tevel is not really a separate Shem Isser from Truma. So we pointed out Rav Yosef Engel starts with the opposite approach. He starts by saying, no, maybe it's not that the Isser of Tevel is that there's Truma mixed in. It's the opposite. The Isser of Truma is that there's Tevel, is that Truma is Tevel, is a carryover of the Isser of Tevel. Meaning all produce starts off, it's all Tevel. Once you're Nigmar Malachto, it all becomes Tevel. Elamai, once you give the rightful portions to the Kohen and the Levi and the Ani on the years that you have to give to an Ani, the Isser Tevel goes away from the rest, but the Isser Tevel stays on the Truma for you. That was the idea of Yosef Engel suggested. He brought rayas in both directions, and then he brought a Yerushalmi that we saw makes it a machlokas, that it might be a machlokas in the Yerushalmi. Another raya that he brings, he says that one of his talmidim alerted him to, is a Gemara Meseches Nedarim on Daf Yud Beis, where there's a concept in Nedarim that in order to make a neder binding, there's something called hatfasa b'nedarim, that instead of just saying, I hereby make this aser to me, I can instead say, I hereby make this like a karban. So I'm matvisit, I don't just call it aser. I say this should be like a karban. Ah, a karban's aser to me. Must mean this is aser to me also. It's called being matvis in the neder. The rule in the darim is you can be matvis bedavra nador, velo bedavra aser. There's a difference between me saying this should be like a karban and me saying this should be like chazer. What's the difference? What makes an animal aser to me because it's a karban? Who made it aser? When that animal was born, it was not aser. What made it aser was the fact that I decided I'm going to designate it and give it kedusha as a karban. So when I'm noder that it should have a status of a karban, that makes it aser. What makes chazer aser? Chazer is aser because it's chazer treif, literally, right? It's chazer. I didn't make it aser. It is aser. That's the difference between matfis bedavar nader versus matfis bedavar aser. And the Rosh over there writes, afal gav de mitzri al yedei piv, when it comes to truma, even though truma became aser through your own calling it truma, lo have davar anadur. Truma is not considered a davar anadur. Meaning, what's truma? Let's say I would say, this should be to me like truma. So you would say, well, that's definitely a davar anadur. What made something truma? I declared it truma. That's what made it truma. Right? Says the Rosh, no, it's not a davar anadur. Why? Dabi meikara nami hu aser mishum tevel. Because it was always aser. It was aser even before it was truma. What was it before it was truma? It was tevel before it was truma. So it was always aser. So I didn't make it aser with declaring it to be truma. It was always aser. And here's the lashon. Elihitir shahotzi hashira yimidei tevel. When I have my 100 bundles and I take two of them and I say these two are truma, all I've done is I've made the other 98 no longer tevel. He doesn't say it, but what does that mean I did with the other two? By calling these two truma, I made the other 98 no longer tevel. I didn't make these two no longer tevel. These two are still tevel. Meaning the nature of truma is that it's a continuation of the Isra of Tevel. So he says that's the Maramakum, one of his Talmidim showed him. That you see that truma, all truma does, Kriya Shem Truma, is matir the Isra of Tevel from the others. But it maintains, it retains an Isra of Truma itself. However, he points out, Tosos writes, Vim tomar v'lo kedushas ha-truma chala al yedei dibur v'hafrasha vim kein havi davar anadur. So it says, wait a second. A zar, a regular guy, just a non-kohen, am I allowed to eat tevel? No. Am I allowed to eat truma? No. Right? So then it's really easy to say, okay, truma is just a continuation of tevel. I'm not allowed to eat either one of them. Are the halachas of truma exactly the same as the halachas of tevel, though? No, they're not even close. Halachos of Truma and Halachos of Tevel are totally different. Meaning, Tosfos says, Kedusha of Truma is chal by declaring something Truma. There's no Kedusha to Tevel. What are Halachos of Kedusha? There's a din that you have to be Shomer Truma, you have to protect Truma. You're not allowed to be Ma'abe Truma. You have to be extra careful that Truma shouldn't get ruined. There's no such din by Tevel. So if Truma is just, if the whole idea of Truma is, it's just a continuation of the Yisra Tevel. The Yisra Tevel just never went away. Then why does Truma have extra chumras that Tevel doesn't? If it's just a continuation of the old Yisra Tevel. The Kedusha of Truma has to be only from when you separate it as Truma. Kedusha of Truma has to take effect then when you mafresh it as Truma. It has to be that way. So he says what's most likely is that You have to distinguish between the Kedusha of Truma and the Isser of Truma. That they're Tzvei Dinim in Truma. Truma has certain Isurin, Isser Veheter, a Zar is not allowed to eat it. And Truma has certain Dinim of Kedusha, like the Mitzvah of Shemiras Truma. The Dinim of Kedusha only take effect once you declare these two bundles are Truma. But the Isser is just an extension of the old Isser. The Isser for Azar to eat Truma, that's just the Isser Tevel continuing to carry forward. That's just an extension of the same Isser. And he says, based on that, we can explain all of the differences between the halachas of Truma and the halachas of Tevel. If a Zar eats Truma, what does he have to do? So he's got to pay it back with an additional Chomesh. If a Zar eats Tevel, he does not have to pay anything back. Why not? So the paying back with an additional Chomesh might be a function of the Kedusha, not the Isser. Because the Isser is just an Isser of Tevel. It's just a continuation of the Isser of Tevel. Another example. If a person eats Truma, when they are Tameh, they have violated an Isser in the Torah. If you eat Tevel when you're Tameh, no such violation. Why not? If Truma is just an extension of Tevel, shouldn't there be a similar violation? No, because that's the eating it, bituma is a din in the Kedusha. It's not a din in the Isser. What's unique about Truma in regards to Tumah? You know anything about Tumah? Truma can become a Shlishi L'Tumah. Chulin can never become a Shlishi L'Tumah. Tevel can never become a Shlishi L'Tumah. Truma can become a Shlishi L'Tumah. But wait a second. If Truma is just a continuation of Tevel, then how come Truma can become a Shlishi and Tevel can't? Because the din of becoming a Shlishi is a din in its Kedusha. It's enhanced Kedusha is what allows it to become a Shlishi. That happens with the Kriyas Shem Truma. But the Isser Shabo, that's just an extension of the Isser Tevel. With that Yesod, he explains all of these discrepancies. Then he says, maybe the Tosos and the Rush aren't really such a great raya that Truma is just the continuation of the Isser of Tevel, because it could be that the Isser of Tevel completely goes away when you're Mafresh Truma, and the Isser of Truma is a brand new Isser, and still it's called a Davar HaNadur, because Davar HaNadur means something that was previously Mutter and I made Usser with my declaration. Meaning, what was the raya that this Talmud brought from the case of Davar HaNadur? Is that the Rush says that when you make something Truma, it's not a Davar HaNadur, because anyway it was Usser before. That's just a statement of fact. Before you made something Truma, it was Tevel. So yes, anyway, it was Usser before. What Isser did it have before? Well, who says that it was the Isser, it was the same Isser that it has now? It was Usser before as Tevel, now it's Truma. Who says that it's the same Isser? It doesn't have to be the same Isser. Davar HaNadur just means that it went from being Mutter to being Usser. And this isn't a Davar HaNadur, because it didn't go from being Mutter to being Usser, it went from being Usser to being Usser. But that doesn't mean it's the same Isser. It could be it went from one Isser to a different Isser. It went from the Isser of Tevel to the Isser of Truma. So it's a separate Shem Isser. It's not necessarily a continuation of the same Shem Isser. So that's where he concludes his discussion on that side, that maybe the Isser of Truma is just an extension of the Isser of Tevel. Then he says, Rashi, Yevamos, Daf Pei Vav, says Beferish, the other way. That the Isser of Tevel is just an Isser of Truma, Mu'urav Bo. Rashi, Yevamos, Daf Pei Vav, says that Tevel's only Usser because you assume that there's Truma mixed in there. That there's Truma mixed in the Tevel. And he points out, if you look in Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis, Rav holds that a Zar who eats Truma, a non-Kohen who eats Truma, is Chayv Malkus, but is not Chayv Misa B'dei Shemai. So he says, that's an Afna Raya, that it's an Isser Chadash, that against Rashi. Why? Because if you're going to say Truma is just an extension of the Isser of Tevel, so it can't be that Truma is going to have less of an Onesh than Tevel would. Why would you get a separate, a more severe punishment for eating Tevel than you would for eating Truma, if Truma was just an extension of Tevel? So that's a Raya. Well, that's not against Rashi, it's against the first side, what he was saying before, that Truma is an Isser of Tevel. But the problem with Rashi is the following. Tosfos points out that Tevel and Truma are two different psukim in the Torah. To say that the Isser of Tevel is just an extension of, is just that there's Truma Me'urav Bo, it's a nice vart. But, you know, there's a pasuk that says that Tevel is Asr, and a separate pasuk that says Truma is Asr. So the Torah has two separate Isurim. So it's hard to say that that's called really the same Shem Isser. So you say, oh no, you know what this might be? Darshin and Taima Dekra. Yeah, the Torah says it's a separate Isser, but maybe we're allowed to figure out why it's a why Tevel is Asr. Why did the Torah make Tevel Asr? And it's only because of Truma. He says, nah, Darshin and Taima Dekra. First of all, we're not Dorish Taima Dekra. And second of all, Darshin and Taima Dekra wouldn't even fit this exact case. If we were to really think about how Darshin and Taima Dekra works, it's not this. Darshin and Taima Dekra is not to say what the relationship between two Isurim are. It's to try to figure out the reason why the Torah made something Asr. So the Kasha of Tosos on Rashi is a bomb Kasha. Two separate Sukkah means two separate Isurim. Yeah.
If you say it's one Isur, though, what's the nafkamina whether that Isur is Truma or Tevel?
Whether the Isur is Truma or it's an Isur of Tevel. Well, nafkamina might be for our case, because the Ritva wanted to say, in Sukkah, right, using the Esrog of Tevel. What did the Ritva say? That using the Esrog of Tevel is an Esrog Shel Shutvin because there's Truma in there. But if the Isser of Tevel is not that there's Truma in there, it's a separate Shem Isser. Nothing belongs, it's like my money before I give tzedakah. Nothing belongs to the poor person, it's all mine. I just happen to have a requirement to give. Once I give, then it will be Truma. So nafkamina would be, can I use an Esrog of Truma on the first day? If Tevel is Truma Me'urav Bo, Tevel is just that there's Truma mixed in, I can't use it. And if it's just Tevel, like you said, yeah, if it's just the Nisr of Tevel, separate Nisr, then I can use it. Exactly. Right? That would be the Nafkamina. But the Kasha that Tosus has is a Bam Kasha. It's two separate Psukim. So he says, maybe to answer Rashi, is that you find by Kachim that certain Karbanos become mutter to eat after you do the Zrika Sadat, or after the Haktara. Prior to that, it's all the Ribbono Shloms, and then the Kohanim are the Bailim, and they're allowed to eat at Mishulchan Gavoah. So what happens over there? When you do a Zrika on a Karban, and then you get to eat the meat of the Karban all of a sudden lost its Kedusha? No, it still has its Kedusha. And you know what? The expression the Gemara uses is Mishulchan Gavoah Kazachi. What does that mean? Mishulchan Gavoah Kazachi. What does that sound like? Who's the real owner when you say Mishulchan Gavoah Kazachi? It means you're eating on God's table. If you're eating on God's table, God is the real owner of that meat. You're eating His meat. Right? It didn't become yours. And that's clear in the Gemara Maseches Kiddushin Daf Nun Beis. So he said it could be the same is true with Truma that's Mu'uriv inside of Tevel. That the Truma that's Mu'uriv inside of Tevel is the Chelek Avoa. It's the part that belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore it's Asur for anyone to eat because it belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then after your mafreshit, the Kohanim can eat it, but not because it belongs to the Kohanim. The Kohanim can eat it because Mishulchan Gavoah Kazachu. They were zocha to eat it from the Shulchan Gavoah, from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he says the raya to this is Lashon the Rambam. The Rambam writes that Asulah and Shiyachtavu Trumos and Maisros. A Kohen is not allowed to come, or a Levi, come and grab the Trumas and Maestros from you. They can't even ask you for it. Aser. It's aser to even ask. They have to take it in a respectful way when you give it to them, because they're eating it on God's table. So what do you see? The way the Rambam formulates it is that the Tevel never actually goes from Yisrael to the Kohen. It's Mishulchan Gavoah. That this is just the chelek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who says, I'm going to share my chelek with the Kohen. That's the nature of, and the truth is, if you look in the Pesukim in the Torah, when it describes Truma, the Torah, the way, I forget the exact Lashon, but look up the Pesukim about Truma, it describes taking the Truma LaHashem and then giving it to a Kohen to eat. That it's a Truma LaHashem, that the real Truma is a gift to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And you give it as a gift to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and then the Kohen could eat it. So Rashi's idea that Tevel is the fact that there's a Chelek Hashem, a Chelek that belongs to Hashem in it, is very logical if you understand Truma in that way, that Truma is not something that's the Kohen's, it's just a continuation of that Chelek of Hashem. It's the Chelek of Hashem that was there the entire time. So does this, the million dollar question over here is, does this really affect our sugya? And Judah asked, L'may nafkamina? And I said, well, nafkamina is, can you use it? Is it lachem? Is it yours? And the lashon, the Ritva used, it's shel shutvin. So I said, oh, maybe that's saying something about the Isra of Tevel and the relationship with its Isra, with the Isra of Truma. Are they the same Isra? Which direction are they the same Isra? We got into this whole discussion. Is the Ritva necessarily taking sides in that discussion? When the Ritva says, it's shel shutvin, Tevel is shel shutvin, is he necessarily saying that within Tevel there is Truma? There's an Isra of Truma within Tevel, and the whole Isra of Tevel is an Isra of Truma? So I've been assuming yes, but really, if you're thinking about it, it may not be the case. There might be Tzvei Dinim, there are. I mean, it's Pasha, there are Tzvei Dinim in the mitzvah of Nesinus Truma itself, in the mitzvah to give Truma. Or let's even say this way, Tzvei Dinim in the Isra for a Zar to eat Truma. There are two separate Dinim in an Isra for a Zar to eat Truma. One is that it's Usr, it's like Chazer Treif. I'm not allowed to eat it. But there's a difference between me eating chazer treif that belongs to me, that I bought in the store, and me going into your house and eating your chazer treif. When I go and I eat your chazer treif, I not only violated the Isra of eating chazer, I also did what? Stole your money. The Isra of Truma is two separate dinim. Number one, there's an Isra. It has an Isra on it. It's like chazer. Number two, it doesn't belong to me. It belongs to a Kohen. This is Mammon of Shevet Kohuna. This is Mammon that doesn't belong to me. When the Ritva says that you look at your Tevel and you say, oh, this isn't really all mine, this is Shel Shutvin, which halacha is he talking about? Is he talking about the Isser? Or is he talking about the din of Mammon, of who does it belong to? Which halacha is he talking about? What did you think? Or now that you're thinking about it, what do you think? Which halacha is that? Is that a din in who's the owner of it that the Ritva is saying? When I'm talking about, can you use it on the first day, can you not use it? Is he talking about who the owner is, or is he talking about the Isser of Truma? Well, what's his problem with using it on the first day? Is that it's not going to be Lachem. Lachem means, am I the owner of it? He's very clearly working within the Dine Mammonist side of things, within the monetary obligation. Okay, I'm not the real owner of all of my tevel because I have a monetary obligation in here to give some of this to a Kohen, and therefore it's as if the Kohen has the Shevet Kohuna has a financial interest in my tevel. Does that mean that the Isser of Truma is already there? No, the Isser of Truma doesn't get there until I'm Korei Shem on the Truma. But the fact that he has financial interest in my tevel, that's for sure true. 2% of it is going to go to him, and therefore he has 2% ownership. But it doesn't have a shame truma yet until I designate it as truma. Tevel and truma are two different things. So the Ritva is not marrying himself to this whole piece of Rav Yosef Engel and this whole connection. Rav Yosef Engel is working in the world of Isser. That the Isser of Tevel is just truma that's mixed in there. The Ritva is not in the world of Isser. Where else do you find this chilik between the dinim mamonis side of truma and the Isser v'heter side of truma? So you find it by Meiser. We were just discussing Demai, right? Meiser Rishon of Demai. What happens when you have Demai? I don't know what the Amarids did or didn't do. So the halacha is, the Mishnah says in Demai, the halacha is that you don't have to be Mafresh Truma Gedola because the Amarids definitely took care of that. What about Meiser Rishon? Should I be Mafresh Meiser Rishon? So technically you would say, of course I should be Mafresh Meiser Rishon, right? Because that's what the whole thing was for. The Chacham made a din of Demai because they weren't sure that the Amaretz was, it's a suffix whether the Amaretz was Mafresh Meiser Rishon, so that's why I need to be Mafresh Meiser Rishon and give it to a Levi. So I should for sure have to give it to a Levi. Says the Mishnah, you're Mafresh Meiser Rishon, but you don't give it to a Levi. Just put it aside, don't give it to a Levi. What did I do then? You could eat it. You don't have to give it to a Levi. Just once you're Mafresh Meiser Rishon, take out a little bit to be Trumas Meiser, that you got to give to a Kohen. But you don't have to give the Meiser Rishon to a Levi. Why? What did I do then? Because in Meiser also, there's a din of Isser, of getting rid of the Isser Tevel, and there's a din of Mammon, of who does it belong to. In dinim of Isser, when you have a Suffolk Isser, what's the halacha? Suffolk Isser Doraisa, L'chumra. When you have a suffik in mamonis, what's the halacha? I don't know if this guy owes me money or not. What's the din? Hamotzi mechaver alav haraya. Oh, you want this? Prove to me that I owe it to you. L'gabe the iser, I need to be mafresh ma'aser rishon, I need to be korishe ma'aser rishon. That's part of the iser v'heter process when it comes to zra'in. That's critical. Levi wants to take it? Yeah, prove to me that the amaretz I bought it from wasn't already mafresh ma'aser rishon. Prove to me that I really owe it to you. It's only a suffik, t'mai is only a suffik, hamotzi mechaver alav haraya. See, a clear distinction between the dinei mamonis side of things when it comes to Zra'im and the iser v'heter side of things when it comes to Zra'im. So essentially what I did to you is I showed you this Ritva. I said, ah, the Ritva is clearly talking about what Rav Yosef Engel is talking about, and that was a straw man, that was not true. I did that just so we can say over Rav Yosef Engel because it's so beautiful. But in reality, when you think about it, at the end of the day, we have to be truthful. And the truth is that the Ritva is not really related to Rav Yosef Engel at all, I don't think. I've heard a lot of people try to say it, but I don't think it's true. Because Dina Mamonis is a totally different din than the Yisr V'Hatr did. That's the end of the story. Now, just to be aware, the Ramban, going back to that Ritva where he quoted that Ramban, where the Ramban's great Raya, that Tevel, is no problem, was from brothers who Yarshin from a father's estate. If you look in the Ran thinks that it's a terrible raya. The Ran thinks that it's not true at all. He thinks that the din of Tfis Abayis has nothing to do with the Tfis Abayis by Yerusha has nothing to do with Tevel. Why? So the Ran is not 100% clear on why. He says, when it comes to the Yerusha, Daitayusha kol echod yital ezel min asrogim, sheyir tzaliatzmo. Everyone knows that each brother is just going to take whichever one he wants. And no one really cares. So there's nothing really ever about the Asrogim that you Yarshin together with your brothers that makes one Usher to you, you know, more than any other, or one Mutsu to you. Meaning they're all really, it's understood at the beginning that you're going to take some and the other brothers will take some. Whereas by Tevel, it's a real Isser. So even though you could fix the Isser, but as is right now, it is a real Isser. It is a legitimate Isser. That's what the Ran says is the difference between. So he rejects that Ramban for a different reason. I know most of you spent morning Seder working on Ma'aser Sheni. It's from Sunday. We'll get to Ma'aser Sheni. I think Monday we're probably not going to have Shir of Blachman will be here. And I mean, he'll give Shir to the whole yeshiva. So, okay. So.